Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition, but first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Friday, it is hard to believe, but I believe a number of news reporters and commentators are actually rooting for COVID. By that, I mean they are happy the virus has surged in some areas because it is easy to blame the hated President Trump, which they do all the time. Here's looking at you, CNN and NBC News. Also, the more virus we have, the harder it is for the economy to come back. Since Mr. Trump's strength is economics, the pandemic takes away that advantage. From the very beginning, the media has despised the Trump administration and the president. So for them, COVID is a gift that keeps on giving. The more fear and unemployment the nation has to endure, the less likely the president will be reelected. Without the illness, Donald Trump's chances would be much better. No doubt about that. If a vaccine does become available in the next few weeks, Joe Biden will be hurt. So it is possible, perhaps plausible, that the media is also rooting against a vaccine, which would help every single American. I guess I could be wrong about this, but I tend to believe my eyes and ears. And what I am seeing and hearing from many in the corporate media is go COVID. We'd rather have the pandemic around for a few more months than Donald Trump be reelected president of the United States. Now this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.